Lay back, relax, and if you're ready, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. That's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Maybe concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice. Only one voice telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's just a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state, a very comfortable state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. And that's pretty much all there is to being in trance. What you'll notice as you start to slip under, so that you'll have a decreased desire to move, will feel as if your body simply doesn't want to move as much. All you really want to do is just listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening. And it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. And even if your conscious mind starts to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself, every so often, doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you will find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you will still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax just from listening to me. You may have already noticed that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. Although, every so often, you find yourself doing what I suggest, and you find yourself relaxing more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. There doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. It's a very relaxed state. You will find that every so often, despite your intentions, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. And that's all you're going to do is just continue listening. You may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you are already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. And as you keep listening to me, it gets harder and harder to do anything but listen to me. You can't seem to stop yourself, and that's a start. Because if you just can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed. It's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing. All you are doing is listening to my voice. And as you continue listening to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening or change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen. And by listening, you're going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else, other than my voice, is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear, disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You just can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it's so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with every word. Doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you would simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want, deep down, to slip into a nice, deep trance. To just feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I'm saying. Shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely, until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed. Your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. You find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper into my words and my voice as if you cannot escape now. They're pulling you down now, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state, from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carry you down now, shutting off more and more of the word with every word. You are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, focusing on my words and on my voice. 4. Slipping away, the conscious world slipping away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, until there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away, further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world as you focus only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now. Just listening and obeying. Just seems to be a natural state for your mind to be in, to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly, completely. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep in trance and totally fixed upon my voice. So deep. So very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. It's time now. Time to make your true self shine. You have always had a dirty mind. A dirty mind that loves to distract you. Distract you with thoughts of kinky, piggy sex. But now, more and more, you find that it is becoming your identity. You only suppress these tendencies at work, and that only because you want to keep your job. Otherwise, your identity is pure pig. And whenever you think of yourself away from work, you think of yourself as a pig slut. A cock-crazed sex pig who is greedy. Greedy for cock in your ass and mouth. Greedy for cum and piss in all of your holes. Greedy for cum and piss all over your body. And especially greedy for pleasure. The pleasure you get from abandoning yourself and becoming the total pig slut that you want to be. And the more you think of yourself as a pig, the more of a pig you find yourself becoming. You just can't help yourself. It's so satisfying to forget your social graces and just be gruff and manly, fearlessly ignoring the conventions of the broader world whenever you are around anyone kinky. You swear like a trucker without even realizing it, liberally salting your speech with all the nastiest words. Shit, fuck, cunt, piss, asshole, bitch, even faggot. They just keep sneaking into your conversations unnoticed. In fact, you may notice it, that you cannot even remember the formal medical words for the sexual parts of your anatomy. You'll find that though you understand what words like penis and anus mean, when you speak, you may notice that they come out as terms like cock or asshole, or something even nastier like fuckstick or man pussy. You find that you are endlessly creative about finding ever cruder ways to express your piggy ideas. Only your working self is able to avoid this tendency, carefully avoiding anything that might offend your boss, your coworkers, your clients, or your customers. But unless you are at work, you just can't help yourself. You are too much of a pig to avoid dirty words without a good reason. Because you are just so proud of being a cock-crazed, dirty sex pig. You want everyone around you to know it. You dress like a slut, wearing your sexual availability for all to see. Whether it's leather, ripped jeans, or fetish gear, or just a t-shirt that says pig, bottom, or slut, you always feel most comfortable when your pig side is showing. From now on, whenever you give yourself an enema and dress up in your pig clothes, you will find yourself going into pig mode. Pig mode means that you don't just think or feel the things, but actually work hard to live your piggiest fantasies out there in the real world. When normally you might be distracted by thoughts of cock and cum, in pig mode, you will feel the compulsion to go out. Go out to a place where men are having kinky piggy sex, and actually find yourself seeking out and taking cocks and cum from anyone you find sexually desirable. Whenever you are in pig mode, you are not just a pig, you are a pig slut. You dress as slutty as you can get away with, you think only slutty thoughts, and you are proud of being a pig slut. You want everyone to know what a slutty little pig boy you are, and how piggy the sex you just had was. Whenever you are in pig mode, you will find that you are seductive. Seductive toward anyone you find sexually desirable, even if you don't realize it. You just can't help yourself. You want to please his cock so badly that you will do anything he desires that does not put you in physical danger or violate your ethics or S&M limits. Even in pig mode, you still have good judgment about who you play with, and you avoid anyone who might exploit, abuse, or harm you. You insist on following the rules of the S&M community that you belong to, and in being an honorable, safe, and sane BDSM player who knows his limits and insists they be respected. If you are in pig mode, and you sense that the situation has become unsafe, or uncool for expressing your piggy side, you find that you easily and naturally drop back into your polite, non-sexual working self, so that you can handle the situation without sexual distraction or the need to express ideas that will get you in trouble in an uncool situation. And then, once the situation has passed, you will find yourself reverting, easily and naturally, back into your normal piggy self. But unless there is an unsafe or uncool situation, you find that you tend to prefer to be in pig mode. You may notice it, that whenever you are in a sex-positive environment, or whenever you find yourself surrounded by people you know are kinky, that you do go back into pig mode and express your true piggy self. Being a pig slut is simply who you are now, and pig mode is the mode that allows you to live those desires. So, of course, you find yourself wanting it more and more, especially if you have not had the chance to live it in a while. It is simply the way you are now. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. I will count upwards from 1 to 5, and when I am done, you will awaken, refreshed, alert, and awake. 1, waking up now. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer to consciousness. 4, almost there. 5, awake and alert, and I hope you enjoyed the file.